Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
You already know what it is. It's Dirty Water Podcast. You know what I mean? Starting off a little smooth. How my niggas doing over here?
What up? What up?
I'm alive, nigga.
Feeling good. Oh,
I woke up this morning. I cannot complain, Dave.
You already know.
What up, Moses?
I'm out here.
This episode, what episode is this?
76, man.
76, episode 76. Yeah, I mean, we're still in the midst of this COVID shit. You know what I mean? I think it's time for us to check up on a couple of the Dirty Water homeboys. You know what I mean? But who we calling? Who we calling first?
We gonna call
real niggas, Smoz.
We gonna call some of the guests we done had, like Cousin Keen. Let's see if he answered the phone for us real quick. Hold up.
Yo,
my nigga,
what's up, cuz?
You already know. It's you know who this is, nigga. It's the Dirty Water Podcast, nigga. What's going on?
Oh, y'all playing music? Y'all starting already.
Nigga, listen, let's go.
Let's start already. You ready?
Yo, what's up, cuz?
What up, yo?
What up, man?
How you doing this quarantine and shit, bro?
I'm chilling right now. I'm at work, but I'm an essential worker, so I'm essential working.
Essentially doing nothing. Talking to Dirty Water.
Right. He's talking about he working, but he answered the phone for us.
Real quick, too.
Bro, it's important. That's why I had to step off the floor.
You know what I'm saying?
There we go.
Tell him.
So how has this affected you any kind of way, cuz? Like, as far as, like, knowing people or family members, you know what I mean?
Family members, I can't travel to see my family members. That's kind of ass. Any other way? Nah, nothing really negative.
Means you still getting money out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You up north? You in Philly, right?
Pretty much, but I learned a lot of shit during this time. That's what I realized.
Yeah, expound, what you learned.
The public is scared. A lot of people don't know things. That's number two. A lot of sheep in the world. That this shit has a lot to do with the economy. I mean, I feel like this was put in place. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I feel like all of this was put in place so that rich people could get richer.
First of all, nigga, you black. You a conspiracy theorist, nigga. I say you black. You of course you a conspiracy theorist.
Of course.
We don't believe in none of this shit. Right.
But yeah, I just realized that there's money to be made in different ways. You don't even have to really work. You just have to have the tickets to play the game.
It's crazy how easy it is to control people with fear. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And what better way to do it? Say there's a virus out there that everybody can catch.
Right.
And everybody's in the house. Scared to death now. Stay in the house. Not everybody staying in the house. Only a couple businesses are going, boom. But if you put your money into them, then you're going to get some money too.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. I was also telling people too, man. It's crazy because the internet is winning right now.
Like, of course.
I feel like people, if you got home studios, any of that type of thing, man, people should be putting out music right now.
Exactly. For sure. Putting out music, videos, whatever you can.
You know what I'm saying?
If you get the chance.
Good old track.
Yeah, for sure. What else is booming right now? Every personal business, I want to say small business should be doing well if they got an internet platform.
If they got the internet, right.
Niggas sitting at the crib ordering shit all day long.
Yeah, just exactly. Yeah. Exactly. What else? What have I been seeing around the corona?
And then you know the crazy part about this shit too, cuz? We hear about the coronavirus and all this shit, but I never hear nobody say anything about boosting your immune system. You know what I mean? They're not even putting that out there. Like, maybe you should try
to boost your immune system for sure. So before I have the job I have now, I can't tell you at my job, I guess, on the podcast because that would get me in trouble. But before I had this job, I used to work at a vitamin shop and shit. So I realized in my area now, all the vitamin shops are closed. In a time like this, that doesn't make sense.
That's crazy.
At all.
You see what I'm saying?
At all. It makes no sense. Yeah, it makes no sense.
That's
the
thing. Like, they're not talking about how we can get better, what we can do. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, let's talk about this. This is what happened. This is how many people killed.
And stay in the house. Quarantine for 2 weeks.
Stay in the house.
Yeah.
And spread it to the rest of your family.
For two weeks. That's crazy.
Spread it out for 2 weeks. Just give it to everybody else.
Let me ask you something, man. What you been cooking, man? What you been eating? Oodles and noodles? You been saving that money? Yeah.
No, oodles and noodles.
Defensive when you said that, though. Yeah, like, hold on, what's wrong with oodles and noodles, bro?
Don't like you put oodles and noodles with the egg. I don't do that.
Nigga said, I ain't eating no oodles and noodles.
With the chicken.
Just like Lex, I've been eating a lot of salmon.
Okay. Yeah, that's a fact. I've been eating a lot of salmon.
He likes salmon eye.
Shut the fuck up, Moses.
It's pink. It's pink. I like it.
A lot of salmon. Shit, I haven't really been eating that much meat. A lot of vegetables, beans. I know that could boost the immune system for sure.
Fruit.
Sea moss is number one on my menu. Fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. That's really it.
Tell them what you do with this sea moss.
Oh, you can blend it up. I mean, you can do anything with it for it. Make soap. You can do anything. But I blend it up and put it in my smoothies every day. That's my daily drink every day before I leave the crib.
I wanted to ask you, because you in Philly.
Right.
Has it been, like, crazy in Philly? Like, have you seen anything like
that? Oh, it's just as bad. I mean, it's just as bad, the numbers, so they say. But me being an essential worker, I can tell you that there's a lot of non-essential people outside still.
Oh, that's a fact.
Oh, yeah. It's like that here in the Ville, too.
No one cares. No one cares.
Niggas were like, oh, it's COVID-19. I'm still outside, nigga.
It's 80 degrees. Let me go step outside.
You know what I'm saying?
Outside.
Yeah. Nigga with the,
and you're not the only person there. I feel that way.
So what they said?
With the designer mask on.
Well, they said the heat kills, supposed to kill it off, right?
So they say, but if that's how come people get that, in the South? Like how come the coronavirus is in Virginia and shit like that? It's hot right now.
Cause it's been crazy around here. Like it'd be like cold at night and in the mornings and then in the afternoon, then it get warm.
Global warming is in
crazy
full
right now.
It is in full effect.
Yeah. I was like, it's the middle of May. It's fucking 50 degrees.
Yeah.
See, that's how y'all feel right now, bro. Today was 70 degrees. Yesterday and Philly was 80 degrees.
Yeah.
Now we got 80 degrees these past couple of days, but I'm just saying from the past
but
2 weeks.
For y'all. That's not normal up here, bro. In May it's 80 degrees.
Yeah,
that's kind of
north,
different.
Right?
Kind of different.
Word. Anything else you got going on before we get up out of here with you, cuz? It was definitely good talking to you. What's up with you?
Shout out to business.
I've definitely been in the studio, mm-hmm. conducting business, working every day, doing what I can do.
Spreading the corona. You part of the problem, nigga.
Nah, bro. I'm
you spraying Lysol in the booth?
Yeah.
You got a condom for the mic?
They got us like the SWAT team every day.
Right?
Mask,
yeah.
gloves.
Oh, my God. You better not be passing no blunts around in that studio. Dude.
Yeah.
Wait, shut up. How y'all been, though? How have y'all been before?
You got plastic wrap around the studio.
Yeah, we got shit. We all essential workers.
You already know we're essential. We ain't going to talk about what we do, but we essential. Exactly.
Yeah, we out here.
Definitely.
I'm working.
You see?
And then I'm out here past curfew too, so I'm part of the problem.
Yeah, you different.
Oh,
Dave
shit,
different.
Baby.
Yeah,
me too. I'm out past curfew too. My job ends past curfew, but I mean shit.
Yeah, but that ain't Dave's problem. He out here with packaged meat and shit. You gotta watch him.
All right.
I just heard something on the radio that corona could be passed through semen. So damn, you gotta watch that.
Whoa. Yeah, no, that's a fact.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You gotta watch that.
I'm running the risk of catching it. I'm telling you.
Yo, your boy Dave slinging meat out. You gotta watch it, man.
I heard on the
listen,
last.
Listen, you heard.
He said he heard it on the last episode. See, that's my nigga Keem. He listening to us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yo, cousins, definitely good talking to you. Love you.
Definitely.
Keep doing your thing. Hey, tell them your Instagram and all that shit, cuz.
Yeah, my Instagram is _Keem_.
Oh, man.
All right, cool. Yep. Hey, tell them what's the illest podcast out there.
Illest podcast, Dirty Water Podcast, for sure.
My nigga.
You already know.
Be safe, bro.
All right, cuz.
All right, man.
Yep, later.
Yeah, love you too.
Shout out to Keem.
Shout out to Keem, man. That nigga's hilarious out there.
He's doing hard, man. I fuck with him.
Yeah, he's part of the
problem. Fuck with him hard,
He is definitely part of the problem.
He's part of the problem.
Who else we got over there?
Got the plastic wrap.
Let's hit up. Oh, what you say, Moses?
He got
bad.
The plastic wrap around the studio. Put this plastic through here, nigga. Don't fucking breathe over
here. That shit's crazy though, because you can't put, like, you know how the stores got the sheets up, the plastic sheets. They can't put that in front of the mic. Yeah, you gonna pick up.
Nigga, they got the plastic all the way you walked in. Nigga,
so like
y'all
say, he got Lysol down every time somebody come through.
Yo, that mic cover is filthy.
That's nasty. Oh my God.
Better spray that shit.
Nigga,
bro.
Tell him to bring your own mic.
There you go. Bring your own mic.
Jesus. All right. Let's check on the homie all day.
Let's do it.
Let's see what all day.
I
want
to see what that big nigga doing.
Yeah, he's
bigger than CJ. Big nigga, bitch.
This nigga better answer too. He been talking shit to me all day.
Nigga dropped his phone. What's the fucking problem?
Hate to see
you, man. Yep.
What's up, man?
Yo, don't listen. Hold up. First of all.
Yep.
Right. Yep. First of all.
Y'all know. That y'all know we get down back. Yeah. All right, Queensbridge.
Yo, you live. You know what I'm saying? You live on Dirty Water Podcast, bro. What's up, all day?
What's up, bro? How you doing, man?
Chilling, man.
We kicking it, man. We said we got to check on our friends, the ones that actually came to the podcast that be listening to us and fucking with us and shit, right?
Yeah, I'm calling to see how many niggas you kill.
Yeah.
What's the body count,
man? What's the body count all day?
It was 150 last time. What's the name?
Hey, bro, I lost count back to 2008, man.
Back in 2008.
Shit's bad,
bro. Yeah, a lot of crocodiles.
I bet y'all got a little Hennessy and all that good stuff. I'm here drinking Mad Dogs and White Irish Rose right now.
Oh my god, what's going on? You're killing yourself, bro.
Yeah,
nah,
you ain't
man,
film.
Nah, Charlotte bad, bro. Charlotte, they, I'm like, bro, 10 o'clock in the morning, line right around the building. They only let one nigga in at a time, bro.
You be up
there, like, you go to ABC store here, be prepared 45 minutes to an hour, so.
Just to get the bottle?
That's just to get the bottle. Like, but they got niggas out there with like walkie talkies and shit, and they call the order in and all that shit like that. One nigga in the ABC will start at a time. And when you get there at 10 o'clock in the morning, it'd be like 50 people sitting outside.
Oh, my God.
So just imagine on a Saturday trying to go at fucking 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Shit, niggas, 100 niggas sitting outside.
They ain't playing by them rules up here, nigga. It's about 20 niggas.
Yeah, we walking through. We walking through in the Ville, bro.
Everybody coughing. Fags, them niggas got tape on the floor, and the tape ain't even 6 feet away.
Yeah. They just putting tape like it's on.
They ain't even six.
Shut up, damn.
It ain't, nigga. That shit like 4 feet.
That's fucked up, right
there. But how you doing in this quarantine? You know what I mean?
Oh, shit, bro. I'm good, bro. Like, damn, I'm saying, like, I'm supposedly essential, so... My ass been working since. I actually tell you the truth, man. We've been down. We picked up work even more. So,
yep.
I mean, I'm good on that shit. Fucking working, making money, stacking my money, college shit. So,
did you get a Trump check?
Hell yeah, I got my $1,200. I was about to take my baby mama and be like, yo, man, at least cut me a little bit on that Usher joint, but nah, I mean, I ain't that type of dude. They can have it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Nah, I ain't even mad at that, bro.
I respect it. But yeah, I got that $1,200. I took that shit right out in cash. I was like, nope. I'm gonna be a dumbass and be on Amazon and spend that shit on something stupid.
So you got two boys, right?
Yeah, I got two ratchet ass boys, and I got my beautiful little daughter.
Congratulations on the daughter.
Oh yeah.
I wanted to ask you, bro, has that changed your perception on women?
Hell yeah, bro. Right. Shit, I ain't gonna lie to you. I said, the old lady even kind of like see that shit into me now, because I got a little daughter now. Like, my promise, I just got finished telling her. I was like, bro, she going to Duke. She gonna be CIA, trained sniper, assassin, fucking all that shit. If she ever goes to Walmart and she wants any toy, I swear to God, I'm getting that toy. I don't give a fuck what it is. If I can't get it, then I'm gonna steal it.
Yeah, you wanna tell people that?
Why? Why? That's what we do.
Oh man,
if she wants a $10,000 horse, I'm gonna get her a $10,000 horse. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy how
that nigga said, I don't know where I'm gonna put it.
That's crazy how we don't feel like that about our sons and shit. Niggas like,
I can't stand this.
You got a daughter, it's different then.
Those my niggas. They solid, but we good. You know what I mean? But like, they still like to me. They man. You know what I mean? But my little girl, man, I gotta protect her for everything. Like. Shit, I wish they shit. I burn all Charlotte down. Something happened, bro.
Yo, so you heard about Bootsy, right?
Nigga, I just got finished talking to my cousin about that shit, and I was actually hoping y'all brought that shit up. I'm different, because when I like know me from the Twitter and all that shit like that, I was kind of sitting here like, all right, everybody's kind of my side, because most niggas be like, oh yeah, no. Bro, there ain't no way in hell my son 12, 13 years old and I'm calling a prostitute over grown-ass woman to top my son off and then top me off. Now my son came home and was like, yo, he told himself, yo, pops, man, I got a little chick at school. She 12, same grade as me. Right. And she brought me on the bleachers to top me. Oh, yeah, nigga, you good? Boom, boom, yeah, just make sure you put come on. But ain't no way hell I'm going to sit there. I'm sitting in my man cave right now. Mm. And some damn near prostitute going there and top my son off.
Right. You ain't for that shit.
I couldn't do it, bro. That shit ain't right for me.
And then the crazy part about it is everybody on Twitter getting mad at Boosie, but ain't nobody getting mad at Shorty that topped the little nigga off.
With her grown ass.
They both in the room.
Look, I'm pretty sure about 40, 50, I'm pretty sure Boosie put $5,000 on the table and said, go type my 12-year-old son up. And that bitch said, say less. And guess what? You can put $300,000 female in that same situation. Guess what they're gonna do? Say less. Boosie doing too much though. Cause I'm like, nigga, like I don't know if that's right. I mean, it's not right because Boosie ain't did it, but you over here coordinating shit for a wrong woman to top your son up. I don't know how incriminating that shit is, bro. I'm like,
You know what I'm saying? And otherwise, it's like, I'm going to tell you how I feel. On the other side, it's like, okay, that's what's up. But at the same time, like, nah, I couldn't like do that with my son. Like I wanted to experience like
you know what I'm saying. Like you said
that's
though,
the same, that's the same shit I was saying.
Too. Yeah, like you gonna feel like that. People like you don't like yeah,
son,
but
if your son is linking up with a female his age, a little young girl like that, and then he come tell you about it, it's all it's green light.
It happens.
Yeah, hell yeah, that's my nigga.
I done had it. You know what I'm saying? What can you do but have that? I'm not saying what can you do but have that talk. Yeah, you need to have that talk. You know what I'm saying? You always have that talk, but at the same time, you can't control. Look, we did. That was crazy.
Yeah, and I think I think when you sometimes when you press the issue with your kids and give them experiences that they ain't necessarily ready for, you know what I mean? That could definitely affect the kids.
That could scar them.
That
could scar them on the inside.
Next thing you know, next thing you know, little homie attracted to older women. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then next that's thing you know, saying. This old bitch then fuck with him or some shit.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what I mean? Hey, actually, he put that shit in some real deep shit. Like, that's actually true on some real shit. Like, you know what I mean? That nigga ain't, he don't know what's going on right now. He over this right here. So, I mean, knowing Boosie, he probably got some stallion, some double D, big ad one. Now he gonna be a sophomore, junior in high school. He like, nah, I ain't fucking with you because you ain't got this.
Remember OG Demi told us a story about how, if you go back to that episode, I forget what episode it was. But he
jealous for suckers.
Jealous for suckers. Mm-hmm. Told us a story about how a lot of people got. Oh no, what it was? I don't know if it was OG Demi. It was one of the OGs. Told us a story about how the young kids was getting addicted to heroin back in the day. They was dealing with older women, and older women wanted dope dick, so they would have them sniff heroin, and they end up fucking the older women all night. Next thing you know, the young kid is addicted to heroin.
Damn.
So all that, you got to factor all that shit in when you know what I mean, making decisions like that with your kids.
I went all day, though. I can't do that for my son. I ain't calling up no prostitute.
Let him experience it.
I can't do it.
Don't do it.
I knew you for like
12, 13, 14
years, and I already know, like, nigga, we can be more the realest niggas in the world or more. I know we ain't doing that shit, bro.
Right, right. Yeah. It's just like, let them be kids.
No, we
like,
ain't doing that shit.
I just feel like let them be kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't...
They don't want to be grown yet. And then the crazy thing, my cousin asked me a question. It was like, when we sit in the garage, she was like, bro, your son 12, would you ever let a grown-ass woman top his dick? So it took me a minute for me to answer. So I'm thinking like, damn, do I be corny and be like, no, my son's not doing it? Or do I be like cool as shit? But hell yeah. But I thought about it, I'm like, man, hell
but that
no.
ain't cool, though.
I thought about my teens. I'm like, hell no, that shit ain't cool, bro.
Yeah.
No, whatsoever.
All right, well, yo, I'm trying to come to Charlotte soon, nigga, and I got to draw that Hellcat. I see what you got going on. You're a funny nigga, man.
Look, bro, look. I just got that motherfucker out of shot, bro, when I write. So a Hellcat comes stock. So we're going to do, like, we're going to do real world horsepower. We're going to do crank. So Hellcat already fast as fuck. So a Hellcat... Oh, nigga, hey.
You know what I'm saying? Tell him love. Talk your shit. That's why he call all day.
Talk your shit all day.
You don't understand. That's why he call him all day.
This is what I regret. So look, Hellcat comes 670 to the real wheel. Boom, horsepower, real wheel. They got my shit down to 806 to the real wheel. And then, so the horsepower is 707. I got 962 to the crank, 962 horsepower. When I tell you this motherfucker right here is unbearable, bro, like this shit actually scary, bro.
Where you going, man?
Right. Like, where are you going that fast? Like, what the fuck?
Straight to hell.
But, like, what me you been saying since day one, bro? You don't live once. So guess what?
Yeah.
I'm about to order a whole Nas kid. No, okay.
Let's do it. Hey, now let's do it all day. Let's do it.
You know what I'm saying?
Any nigga that be like, yo, man, Hellcat, slow boom, I race your ass. I'm like, bro, I ain't race for less than 5,000.
And you going to spray his ass. And you going to spray his ass.
I don't have any niggas. I ain't got spray. I'll send you a video of me racing two Lamborghinis on 485 and dusting their ass.
I'm putting money on him.
All right.
I'm putting money on him.
Be careful out there.
I'm putting money on him.
Yeah, you got to slow down. Relax.
Be careful, bro. Jesus Christ.
Bro. Shit, bro.
I got the truck. Got the Hellcat. Got the Harley. I'm good. I'm back there stacking my money. I don't need nothing else.
There you go.
My nigga.
I'm just addicted to them Mitchell Ness NBA shorts right now. I don't know why the fuck I'm addicted to that shit right now.
This is hard. This is hard, bro.
I got 12 pair of fucking shorts. When I sit down and look at all the shorts, I'm like, oh, this is classic. Boom, boom. I'm like, all right, what's 12 times 8? Oh my
God! All right,
all right. Dropped all this damn money from goddamn shorts.
Yeah, cause you stupid.
Should never get nigga no money, bro. Shout out
to niggas having money, man.
Corporate America gave nigga money. Boom, boom. Shit. I already got one degree. I get my second degree next semester. That working my master's.
Hell yeah.
Shit. I'm trying to take over the world, bro.
Hell yeah. My nigga. Hey, all day we out of this motherfucker. It was good talking to you. Glad you being safe out here. We had to check on our fucking homies that we really fuck with that and came to the show and rocked with us.
You know what I'm saying? Still drinking red Kool-Aid.
Stay safe, my nigga. Love you. I'm going to see you soon because I got to drive to Hellcat. I want to, like, push the button or some shit.
I'm coming out at the party. You know what I'm doing.
Let's do it, Moses.
No girl ain't touching me no more.
Y'all niggas more welcome my crib, bro.
Of course. Yeah, you already know. Hey, shout out to Charlotte. You already know what it is.
Shit, you already know, bro.
All right, bro.
All right, man.
Fucking all day.
All day.
Yeah, he's never disappointing.
I swear to God, that's
why we call him all day, nigga.
Yeah.
Fucking all day.
Nah, he was corny back in the day because he used to play basketball too. He said he got his name because his shot was wet all day. That's get your corny ass out of here. Fuck out of here.
That nigga's crazy.
Oh man.
Cool niggas, man.
Oh shit.
Fucking light skinned nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
This is just pure light skin coming out the mic.
People that we calling is cool as fuck. Nah. Y'all new to him, like, I'm telling you, it's like family, man. It's
we're gonna call one more of our friends, man. All
right.
Let's call the homie's Agent K. I almost called him Special K. I was about to be disrespectful.
Agent K.
I don't know why it came out like that.
Yeah, because you probably got gas, nigga.
Shut up. I need to pour me some more dirty water.
You call him Special K because he white?
No, bro. Relax.
Racist.
Man.
That's
my brother.
Call him,
man.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's
see what this That's is. My dude, though, man.
Let's see what AGK got going on, man. Y'all see that bottle? See that bottle?
Yo, what's up?
AGK, what up, nigga?
What up, AGK?
What up, everybody? How's it going?
What's up, man?
Nah, same old shit, man. Different day. Yeah. How's everybody doing?
Good man.
Bro, I woke up this morning. I cannot complain.
That's right, man.
I hear that.
AJK, man, you got to come by and see us, man.
Yeah.
I know.
Right, dog.
Well, yeah, when you coming back, man? What's up, man?
Come on.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You know me. You know I'm just like you, dude. I just don't do shit.
Right.
Like, that's about it.
That's how you say it.
I work
trouble,
and then
man.
I don't do shit.
That's right.
We wanted to let you know we were sitting here on episode 76 and we was like we gotta call and check on our friends, man. The ones we really like, the ones that actually listen to us. The ones that have been guests on the show, you know what I mean? We got to check on them and see what's going on, especially with this COVID-19 shit. That's
the ones
up.
We feel like family.
Yeah. Right.
AGK, you family. You my family now.
Man, I appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? You my family. Anybody mess with you, I swear to God, get in the cage.
Oh, man. Yes,
you
sir.
My dude for life. Until I die. Until I fucking die.
How you holding up in this COVID situation, man?
I don't know. Do y'all feel like anything has really changed?
Going to the store.
Besides
the masks and all that stuff, I don't know, you can't get your hair cut.
I've been getting my hair
cut, like,
bro.
That.
I've been all right.
But I feel like, you know, overall, for me personally, I ain't trying to go to crowded spots. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway,
like, I don't.
Right.
And as far in the variation on how much I care, I guess, or I'm worried about it, I feel like it varies by the day. Mm. Like, one day I'm like, man, you know, I'm not really overly worried. I wash my hands. I try not to be around a ton of people, whatever. That's my normal life anyway, I feel like.
Right.
But, like, and then the next day I'm like, oh, I'm wearing a mask if I go up in Walmart. So I don't know, man. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
I'll be honest with you, we should have been wearing masks at Walmart anyway. You see how many weirdos is walking around there?
Oh my god, that's crazy.
A lot of, freakazoids out there, man. Tell you.
But what's y'all's opinions on it?
What
how do y'all feel as of today on it?
I'm essential, and of course. I'm just gonna say, you know, I'm not bragging or nothing like that, but it has not affected me not one bit.
Yeah.
Trump sent me a check. I'm hoping I'm getting another check. We'll see.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I'm a family of four. You know what I mean? And I like that. I need that. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was nice. I'll take it.
Oh, so you got your Trump tech too?
You got to remember though. He sent you the money, but that's all our money anyway.
Right.
That
comes from us
paying taxes.
Yeah.
We just getting some of it back.
I'm with you, but I needed it at the time.
Oh, yeah. No, it hit great.
Right.
Yeah, AGK, I'm not really sure how I feel about this whole shit. Like, I don't know if I'm scared. I really don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't think nobody knows what's going on, or maybe they do and they just trying to spin it a certain way.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
You know, you just kind of got to be precautious about everything now. And shit, live your life, shit.
Absolutely. Like, I feel like be smart, be cautious. I mean, I don't try to go to the store anyway. And the funny part about the stores is, you know, we're supposed to like trying to be not going to these places as much as we can. Right. But every time I be trying to go to a fucking store lately, there are 9 million people in that fucking store. It is like busier than it's been when this shit wasn't going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. That's the craziest part. Like, if people would just go to the store and buy shit like you normally would, we wouldn't have shit just gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, you walk into some of them stores, they ain't got shit on the fucking shelves. You can't find nothing. Like, that's the shit that's crazy. Yeah. I think people scare me more than the virus. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. I agree.
How they
you.
Be acting and shit. Like, you know, I don't know.
I think in fact, like, I think fear is became the virus. You know what I mean? Like, people is just scared.
Scared.
And yeah, man. Just, scare tactic.
Yeah. It's,
boost it up. Like, I mean, I do feel like it's real. Like, I feel like it is real. And maybe, you know, you should be concerned. It's smart to be cautious.
Right.
But because, you know, if you look at all the, I mean, there are a lot of, like, sectors losing money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, like, motherfuckers don't like to lose money. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think they would just do it over complete bullshit. But I don't know. You know, there's so many theories flying around out there right now and shit. So it's hard to make sense of all of it. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. I want to ask you, bro, how's the family and everything? Like, and are y'all staying as safe as possible? You know what I mean? I know you say where you moving, but you know, you still got a kid.
Yeah, man. You still got to live. You know what I'm saying? We're still people. We still got to go get shit and all that stuff. So yeah, you know, you try to be as safe as can. I don't take my kid anywhere anymore.
Right.
Like, I'll be honest with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not, I used to like make it
y'all
to take him out.
Y'all flip-flop.
Yeah, right.
I do the same, bro. I do the same.
We don't take them into the stores and shit. Like, so it definitely got me there. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Even though I guess it don't matter, because if I walk into the store and get it, I mean, I got to live somewhere. So.
Well, the good thing is that you're still essential, and you're still able to be able to, you know, make money and take care of your family throughout this crisis, because it's crazy out here.
Yeah, absolutely, man. If you still get to work and make your money, that shit's good.
Right.
Also, if you're still working and make money, pay your bills.
Right.
Because you might not have to pay them now, but they're going to want that money at some
point. They're going
to
want the money. Right,
it's not a free pass.
Yeah, so. No.
It's a fact.
They're going to want it.
So, but, Agent K, what I want to ask you, do you feel like it's like a crazy mini vacation? And how do you save your money right now?
I had a hard time hearing that. I know it's on the phone call.
Yeah, what I want to... I'm sorry. What I asked is...
No, it's good. It's good.
Does it feel like a mini vacation, but like a weird one? But at the same time, like, how do you save your money right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, I guess if I heard it right, I don't think it's like a vacation. I ain't got no time off in my line of work. You know what I'm saying? They didn't shut nothing down for me. I'm actually busier now than usual. Like, I'll tell you one industry that is not hurting right now is online shopping. They're making a killing right now. So,
And we were just speaking to our cousin Kim. We were just saying anything that's internet based right now is making a killing.
Fuck yeah, man. Yeah, like online shopping, they killing it right now. Like Amazon's killing it right now. I don't know if you got like Amazon Prime, but there ain't no 2-day shipping no more. Like everything takes forever because they're selling like a motherfucker. So they got it good. Saving money right now. Man, I guess to be honest, that check Trump sent me, I got most of that still sitting in the bank. Like,
nice.
You know, I always hang out at home anyway, so I feel like I haven't really had to change my lifestyle much with this going on. You know what I'm saying? I've always just keep myself busy around the crib anyway, and hang out with the family.
That's what I was going to ask you too. I was going to ask you, did this get you into some type of hobby at this point, since you don't go too many places? But you said that's your normal life anyway.
Yeah, man.
Have you gotten like into a different hobby now?
I'm not old man. I go to work and then I come home and I either got to do something in the yard or fix something or I'm replacing some shit. So like I'm always staying busy anyway. So it really didn't affect me much other than I got to worry about getting sick now. You know what I'm saying?
And
so,
bringing it home to your family.
Yeah, man. I definitely don't want to get it. I can say that. Like, fuck that shit. Like, I'm a smoker. I'm like 40 years old.
You ain't 40. Come on, bro. You ain't 40.
Yeah,
bro.
I'm pushing it, though. So, definitely wouldn't want to get it. I can say that.
Definitely.
But, man, so I'm still saving money. When I get my tax money, I usually try to save it. I don't usually get too much. I'll take a little bit of it and get something usually, but the rest of that, man, that just goes in the bank usually.
Gotcha. Well, do you want Trump to send that second stimulus? I'm kind of hoping I get that second stimulus. I ain't even going to lie, bro.
Man, dude, you know, the funny part with all that is if you send it, I'll take it.
Right.
That's not the same. So, like I said before, I believe that's our money anyway, man.
Right.
They be robbing that money all the time anyway. Like, how can you not fund $100 million to an American city? I'm talking about Flint, Michigan. You can't fund $100 million to them to fix their fucking drinking water. But the coronavirus comes and you're like, hey, look at this $2 trillion. I found it in a coat.
And now we got another
$2 trillion with a T.
And then we got another $3 trillion.
Yeah. Yeah, this shit. Money just fucking falling out of the rafters and shit. Like, oh, look at this shit. But like, you can't fix a water fucking system in a whole goddamn city. You know what I'm saying? This shit's crazy.
That's crazy,
but
bro.
If you send it to me, man, I'll take it. but then it kind of scares me too. Like, how bad is it might get in the next couple months? Yeah. Like, where they're like, "Hey, man, we're just gonna send you a bunch of money. Stay happy.
Stay happy. Right. Like,
they need to send you some more. 1,200 ain't enough.
Ain't enough.
Yeah, but, nah.
But they're talking 1,200 per person this time, though.
Person.
In the house, bro.
I mean,
AJK,
I'm gonna take it. I already said that.
Right, AJK, you remember last time it was 500 per child. Now it's 1,200 per person in the house, bro.
Yeah, damn.
I'm a family of four, bro. I'm a family of four.
I know, man. I know. Like, shit, that'd be nice.
Send it.
That's what I say.
Hey, listen, Dirty Water Podcast taking off. We on the internet.
Hey, AJK, we working on getting some shrooms. You gonna come by and do some with us, man?
Come by?
Yeah, and do some shrooms with us, man. Come on.
Oh, shit.
What's up?
Nah, man.
What's
up? I'll leave that to you, man. those days for me are over. That shit's either good. You guys are going to be thinking y'all are doing like the greatest podcast in the world, and then you're going to listen to it the next day.
That's going to sound like,
oh my God. Hey, Dave, that was a nice shot, though. I see your shot.
I'm going to get him one day. Man. I'm going to get him one day.
I have a feeling it's good. I have a feeling y'all have a good time. I mean, have y'all done them before? Is it going to be anybody's first time?
I have. It's going to be my first time, AJK.
Everything was perfect.
I hear you.
Yeah. Everything's
it'll
perfect.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll
be fun. With good people, good mood. It'll be fun.
Yeah, hey, good vibes.
Y'all have a blast.
Gotcha. Hey, Agent K, thank you for fucking answering the phone. We had to check on our friends, see what's going on with them, because he gave us a great episode.
Man, I appreciate the call, man. That's awesome.
We had to see what's going on with you, bro.
You always say you gotta call, check on your friends. So yeah, I appreciate it.
Definitely. Always been a friend of Dirty Water Podcast. We love you, bro. Stay safe like you've been doing. And shout out to your family. And we'll talk to you again soon.
I appreciate it, man. I wish you all the same.
Yeah, thank you, bro.
Stay black, brother.
Love you, bro.
Later.
All right. Motherfucking Agent K, man.
Yeah, that was good. It's good to hear from that guy. Agent K is official.
Oh, man. All right, so this is episode 76. We're going to get this shit rocking real quick. We're going to finish this shit out here soon. We've been chilling for a minute. We're talking to the homies.
Yeah,
I'm glad all the homies are doing great out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Hey, man. Hey, put the controller down, Moses. See, that's what I'm saying.
I fucking announced the shit.
Nah, fuck that, man. You always playing a video game, man. Oh,
you fucking playing a video game. Kid.
So fucking announcer. We was in here yesterday, right? And we was watching the Dan Nelly and Ludacris joint, right? Now, first of all, I was going for Luda off the rip.
Why you sigh like that, though, huh? Nick? Why you sigh like that?
Because man? It was bad. The nigga.
So pitiful.
The internet was bad.
His internet was bad.
The internet was bad, bro.
Look, I don't know what kind of internet. He looked like he was using the internet off of Moses' his flip phone, nigga. Jesus Christ.
You gonna take that, Moses? You gonna let him talk about your flip phone like that?
I don't have no fucking flip phone. Fucking Jizzle got a flip phone.
Oh, wow. Shots fired.
Yeah, now you snitching. First of all,
you don't know the fuck.
But
Jizzle
idiot.
Stupid ass.
That
you snitching. You hanging around rat, you a rat too. Fuck is you talking about?
Now we both eating cheese over here.
You know what I'm saying? Eating cheese.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. But, it was tough to watch after a while. First, the nigga Nelly, internet was trash. And then he was just way too excited on the songs that he felt like was his shit that nobody else cared about. Yeah. Nigga was over there boogieing and shit. Nigga had his shirt off. He couldn't wait to take his shirt off. It just wasn't it, my nigga. But I definitely enjoyed it, though. I enjoy all these motherfuckers, but that nigga lost.
Nelly lost,
and Lex was going for that nigga, too.
Oh, come on. No, don't do me like that. Hold up. First, let me clear my name, because I don't like that.
No, you was going for him.
Nah, I said
Nelly.
This is what I... First of all, it was a few episodes back where I was bigging up Luda and saying why nobody puts enough respect on his name in the first place before this shit even happened. And I said Luda should have went against T.I., but that's another conversation. But I know that Nelly had big-ass fucking hits, numbers-wise. You know what I mean? But Luda had bangers. I seen Luda winning this shit, but I didn't think Luda was going to be smacking him around like he was his fucking son. Like it was like Luda had a response for everything that Nelly would throw at him.
Moses, this nigga was riding for Nelly.
That's a fucking lie, bro.
Riding for Nelly at the cookout.
This is why I hate. This is why I hate Dirty Water.
First of all, you was waiting on the dilemma.
He couldn't wait for me.
You was so waiting on Kelly Rowland.
Bro, we watched this shit together.
You was a Kelly Rowland nigga.
We watched this shit together.
And that shit ain't even hit right during the battle.
It didn't. And I did not say that.
Because he used the fucking computer speakers.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah,
Luda's sound
and shit
was definitely better.
Yeah.
Luca had speakers. Luda had the chain.
Luda
Nelly
ready.
Had to take off the shirt, try to show off his muscles again. And that's when the internet was fucked up.
No, he said
no,
because
when the camera got to focus on the head like
weather.
That, it fucks up the whole movement. The camera's like, wait a minute.
Nah, he in the Midwest, bro. You know, they get real bad weather in the Midwest.
Yeah,
tornadoes and crazy ass thunderstorms and shit. Shout out to Oklahoma City. That's Midwest. So I see y'all be listening to us.
That's why it, like, sucks. The weather just know. what's going on. Because if you would have canceled it, I wouldn't feel bad.
Nah, fuck that canceling, man. I like that they, it took them a second to get it running, but I like that they kept it going. I mean, fuck that canceling. We're going to fight through it, whether it's a bad outcome or not. You know what I mean?
But Luda was smacking him around like he was his son. Was.
I think that's unanimous.
Nelly might not have had a chance to really come back.
I see,
like he should have. That's what I feel like.
I seen Teddy Riley's fucking comment on there. That nigga said, yo, I'm out. Oh, now you out, nigga.
That's crazy.
That's funny as hell.
It was definitely, though, at the end of the day, like we all said, man, it was still a good battle. Just like, I mean, we've been seeing some good battles lately. You know what I mean? That was a good one. I'd rather have seen Luda and T.I. You know what I mean? Go against each other. Because I think T.I. records have hit a little different, especially since they both from Atlanta.
I'm ready to see Busta.
And they had a little tiff back in the day.
I'm ready to see Busta.
Who you want to see Busta with?
Who you want to see Busta with?
I don't know.
Nah, you don't know.
They said
Busta.
They was, I think Swizz Beatz was talking to Busta, and they said Busta maybe with, who they say Busta might want to do it with? Everybody kept saying Fat Joe. But Fat Joe said he not doing it because he's too competitive, and whoever he verse against, he's never going to be friends with again.
Okay, see, shout out to Fat Joe for that. I like that mentality.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, right. He's not with that shit.
Is that trash, though, at the same time?
Nah. That's not trash.
You see how he was with...
That's just him knowing how he is and how competitive he is.
You see how he was with this Jay-Z with the basketball shit.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he they're cool now, but I understand. He might get a little crazy, and he don't want to ruin his relationship, so I ain't mad at him about
it. I was talking to my wife, and she was like, talking about Trey Songz. Yeah. I was like, damn, who can go against Trey Songz? I say Ty Dolla $ign.
I say Chris Brown.
That's not bad.
That was my pick. Cause
I say Chris Brown.
Nah, that's too easy.
But I think I seen something about Chris Brown and Usher.
I don't like it.
I don't like it neither.
Usher weird.
Nah, that's Usher not, fire.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
What?
Usher and Chris Brown?
It's not. But I don't think it's.
Usher has some hits, though.
Who y'all think, though? Mm. Usher or Chris Brown, though?
I don't think there's a winner in that one either. Because it just depends on. You know,
that Confessions album, man.
Jesus it depends Christ. On your age. You know what I mean? How old are you?
I like the fact that they both started as kids, youngins, and they had the longevity. So, I mean, that would be a great.
They both heavy hitters. Can't miss.
I feel like classical music always lasts. In the 70s, we still listen to 70s music.
Usher got JD on his side, so it's hard to miss with JD on your side.
Future album, did y'all hear it?
I heard a little bit of it.
How y'all feel about it?
A little underwhelming.
Ooh, that's how you feel?
Yeah, a little underwhelming. I don't know what I'm expecting from Future now, but he got a couple joints on there. Maybe I feel like it's underwhelming because it's a lot of tracks.
It's a lot of tracks.
But
it's a lot of the same shit.
But that's always been Future, though. Yeah. He always got the kind of the same type of.
I'll be honest, his shit always grow on me too.
Right.
I never like it when I first give it the first two listens, and then I just keep spinning it, and then it grows.
And then you eventually like it.
Right.
So maybe that could be.
Twisty got a couple of hits, but it's like
21 you know what songs is a lot.
But still, you just like
to listen to at one. You know what I mean?
I like a little bit,
especially when they all got that same bounce. You know what I mean? But. I think he projected to sell a couple records. So
I'm sure he is.
I ain't mad at him. Put that shit out.
He got his one song called One of Mine, and I keep saying cousins every time he said it. But it'd be like.
Rich selling grass. One of my cousins got rich off swag.
One of my cousins
got rich off hoes.
One of my cousins
got rich off coke.
One of my cousins
be kicking in doors.
One of my
cousins. I'm just saying.
Okay.
You know, like, that shit is funny to me. Like, what you want me to do, man? We in the South.
Just can't wait to play that shit.
I want to. That's my shit, bro.
Over there, shoulder shaking and shit.
Right. Fuck out of here.
Fuck is you doing?
Perking yeah, like lip. You won't try and do the Harlem Shake back.
Perking his lip, shoulder shaking here, and shit.
Get the fuck.
I don't do that shit, nigga. I wave, nigga. Huh?
Hey.
What you want to do, mommy?
Ooh. I wanted to ask you. I wish we had a camera right now for Moses.
What you want to do, mommy?
I want to ask y'all real quick, though, before we get up out of here. we all pretty much, I mean, Dave just hit 30. We pretty much in our 30s now.
Yeah.
Man, what era, 70s, 80s, and 90s, or early 2000s, would you have wanted to live in during your 20s?
20s, I'm going to go 20s. First. Yo, 20s and the 80s, nigga.
Why the
pumping 80s? So hard because it was so easy to maneuver. So easy to get off, and you know what I'm saying? If you want stupid, you can be like, you know what I'm saying? Freeway. Happen, yeah, man. Like, nobody knows. Like,
depending on where you
flashy
at.
And shit. Like, yeah. But nobody would think. Especially, like, you know how to move.
Yeah.
It wasn't too much risk back then. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you might get it, but at the same time, those niggas that was stupid, telling too much.
I like that.
And the connections was like so easy. You know what I'm saying? A lot of good connections.
True. Yeah, you just had to go out there and find them.
Yeah, you had to go and get it, nigga.
80s cocaine.
It's fucking
80s.
And the clothes was fresh too, nigga.
Rest in peace, OG Luther.
Looking like Eddie Murphy and Raw, nigga.
I can see you with a red leather
suit. Yeah, right, leather it out, Dave. Leather it out.
Fucking, I'll pull in a rich quarter.
No shirt on. Look at this nigga sweat.
What about you, Dave? Whatever you think.
Look like money making Mitch, nigga. What am you talking about?
In my 20s.
Look at the gold BBSs, nigga.
You know what I mean? In the 20s, I don't know. I don't know. That's a tough one. I do like the 90s. I wish I could experience a lot of that a lot of my favorite music like Biggie and Mobb Deep and Nas in my 20s, like running
like
around
being
the streets.
Yeah, right, being out somewhere.
Yeah, being out in the streets and being able to go to the tunnel. You know what I mean? Being from New York, I would love to be able to go to the tunnel.
Right.
I would choose that, but again, I agree with Moses. If I had a chance to be moving around here, you know, getting reckless, it'd probably be in the 80s because the 80s sound like it was more, you know what I mean? The 70s, the heroin's around
heroin,
the 70s.
Yeah, I'm about to say you that know heroin. What
I
mean?
So I might have got stuck in that bullshit. I don't think I want a chance that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As far as the, you know what I mean? The 80s, the coke was around. I don't think I would have been trying coke. I probably would have sold it. I definitely would have sold it. I don't know if I would have tried it. You know what I mean?
I'm with you. I feel you.
But fuck it. I'm choosing the 90s. I wish I was in the tunnel, you know what I mean? When DMX was in there rocking or some shit.
I want to say, I'm going to say, as much as I love the 80s, when the crack era hit, I don't want to be, I would choose the motherfucking 90s, man. I choose the 90s because in the 80s, I would have been a part of that crack era. And I probably would have got caught, just like a lot of them motherfuckers that was making all that money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have been part of that shit. So I would say the 90s just so I say the 90s because I'm learning from those mistakes, and I probably still would have sold that crack. But at the same time, I'm with Dave and the music that was coming out during the 90s, hearing Big, hearing...
Yeah, you
DMX, hearing
you
the locks, you know what I mean? Hearing Nas, Hove, you know what I'm saying? Pun, right. You know what I mean? Nori and Capone, like all that type of shit. Just like being somewhere, listening to that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would love
it's that
this.
Energy.
Yeah,
that energy.
Yeah, I would love to be just to be seeing those guys. You know what I mean? Be like, oh shit! Like they was really killing shit. They was really doing shit and having fun. You know what I mean? I would love to just see that. Like I enjoy seeing it with the rappers that's my age now.
Mm-hmm.
So I could just imagine with some of my favorite rappers at the time when I was a kid to be watching them, you know, doing what the fuck they was doing and shit. You know what I mean? So I say I wanted to live through the 90s just so I wouldn't get caught in the 80s.
Yeah. I agree with that. That's not a bad choice right there, brother.
Honestly, man. So I guess we just gonna... Oh, I wanted to say this too. Yo, Polo G, he wild, man. Because I was listening to that Lil Durk album. He was like, I was out serving fentanyl. I was like, whoa.
Nah, I mean.
Fentanyl?
Everybody, I mean.
I don't know.
Brazil, the nigga, say it too.
Damn, yeah, they man. Damn sure do. Oh shit. Oh, well, then shout out to Polo G. Fuck it, man. It is what it is. You had to get it how you want to get it. I just wouldn't have did that.
Look at you. The thing is, niggas ain't really know until it blew up. Like, oh, they knew it was, you know, what it was doing, but right. Niggas ain't know what it was doing. But, you know.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and play some shit too. Nah, I want to play some shit, some East Side, man. It's for the East Side.
Right, you
know
what
I mean? Dirty Dope of the Week. You know, we ain't did that in a while. So I got some East Side.
Play some shit from the East Side.
Relax, man.
Listening to 90s. Wearing East Side, pink. Nah, yeah, you would have got coked. You wearing pink, nigga.
I'm wearing salmon. No, fuck yeah, out of yeah. here.
You wearing pink salmon in the fucking 90s. You would have got caught. Nigga.
Whatever, man. Yo, shout out to East Side Bone. Shout out to Cody and Kev. They put some shit together. Some East Side shit. East Sideville. I got to play this shit. Come on.
He's on fire.
Hey, slams. NBA jam. Fuck, I'm supposed to do it all these zans. Damn. Lost count, thumbing through these bands. Plug got it jumping like Durant. Hey, slams. Alley oop, got a coup on my hand. Bitch, I ain't a person, I'm a brand. Oh, and I'ma always put on for the fam. Hey, put on for the fam. Hey. I did this shit for the east side. Hop out the beat, let the beat ride. Blowing the pack, got me tree high. Feel like I jumped out of G5. This me, you won't get a reply. I tell a fuck nigga, be quiet. I hit a bitch with a meat ride. I'm influenced by rolling in P5. Solid as a rock, bitch. 1300 block shit. 100 pills, dirty y'all sticks. Both phones ringing back to back. Ain't got time to fuck a lot, bitch. And she rather play with the cheese. She think I pay her to play with the pussy, bitch. I rather pay you to leave. Young nigga came from a corner. Deep Creek as opponent. We used to ride around with the mask on before the corona. Been up for some days, I'm on the wave. I keep the stick, I'm with they made. Stayed in them trenches, but nobody stayed. Y'all on them bitches while I call them plays. Hey, slams. NBA jam. Fuck, I'm supposed to do it all these zans. Damn. Lost count, thumbing through these bands. Cug got it jumping like Durant. Hey, slams. Alley oop, got a coupe. Bitch, I ain't a person, I'm a brand. Oh, and I'ma always put on for the fam. Hey, put on for the fam.
Spot going ham. No, I can't serve you a gram. Big paper talking NBA slams. I be running through them bands. These rats can't fit in my hand. Yo, bitch, see her since she fucking on demand. Not a celeb, but I got fans. But can't let shit fuck up my plans. Surf sipper, I ain't fucking with them Zans. They should know I don't do plans. Nigga thought he was running off until he caught one in his back as he ran. Y'all sitting on them stands. You gon' tattle on your mans. Market myself, bitch, I'm the brand. Making executive plans. CEO of the East Side. Shit, I'm thinking about investing in some land. I got slams.
NBA jam. Fuck, I'm supposed to do it all these zans. Damn. Lost count, thumbing through these bands. Cug got it jumping like Durant. Hey, slams. Alley oop, got a coupe on my hand. Bitch, I ain't a person, I'm a brand. Oh, and I'ma always put on for the fam. Hey, put on for the fam.
Eastside Bone, nigga Cody and Kev. I fuck with it. I ain't gonna lie.
Eastside.
You already know Eastside, man. Slam. Slam dunk on you niggas.
You know what I'm
saying? Motherfucking episode 76 out this bitch. You can check us out on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC.
You feel me?
Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. We on SoundCloud, Dirty Water Podcast. You see us on your little purple app on your iPhone, the little podcast app. Yo, rate us, whatever. Leave a review, whatever you want to do. We on Spotify. We on all that shit, man. Google Podcasts. My Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B. Shout out to all the healthcare workers and essential workers and all that shit. Keep this shit going, you heard?
Please, it's crazy out here. Like we said, episode 76.
914, what up?
My nigga Dave. And shout out to Foreside Podcast. You already know what it
you
is.
You already know.
You already know. We out here, Eastside 26 and
Moses.
Word.